Victory in Christ. Chapter 9. He will share his throne with me. The thought almost overwhelms me. How can it be possible? I am a weak, mortal creature, and he is almighty, eternal God over all. And yet he has said it, and he has pledged himself to fulfill it. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. There is only one explanation of this amazing yet glorious fact: he loves me. This love led him to leave his throne in heaven, and to come to this world as the Son of Man to take my place, and as my representative to win back that throne which he promised to share with me. He has thus given a new meaning to love. It was Satan's purpose to drag the whole human family down to the depths of eternal ruin through sin and consequent separation from God. God pitied us and loved us, and gave his Son to rescue us. Christ pitied us and loved us, and in an infinite self-sacrifice made a way of escape for us. God in Christ reconciled the world unto himself. But Jesus Christ does more for me than merely to restore that which was lost through sin, although that would be sufficient to win my praise and adoration throughout the eternal ages. Let the simple facts possess our minds. In his pre-existent state, in the mystery of the Godhead, Jesus was one with the Father, and shared with him the dominion of the universe. He was infinitely above all created beings. When he came to seek and to save me, he humbled himself to my low estate, and accepted for me the consequences of sin. As a mighty conqueror, the man Christ Jesus returned to his exalted station in the heavenly courts, and himself became the way, my way to the throne of glory. When I accept him as my personal representative and savior, when I become one with him in that union of life made possible through the gift of his own Spirit to me, although still here in this world of sin and suffering, I am yet an heir of God and a joint heir with Christ. I am in the way whose end is the throne of glory, and when I go to be with him where he is, I shall find him on the throne. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine! Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine! This is no hallucination. This is not the imagination of a fevered brain. This is sober reality. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his words will not pass away. His righteousness is mine. His victory is mine. His throne is mine. He is mine and I am his. His love has won my heart, and through his grace I shall be an overcomer and sit with him on his throne. To him be the glory forever. Does not this move your heart? Do not search for your treasure in the quagmire of sin, and fail to lift up your eyes to behold the crown offered to you. I urge you to accept the robe of righteousness, and be prepared for the crown of glory.